Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Froe's Reading. Hi, I'm your host, Felicia Baxter. This is my 12th and final episode of the series, the 12th podcast of Christmas, and it's been really enjoyable producing, but all good things must come to an end, you know? In this episode, I will be going over finding ways that you can find peace and get rid of the joy stealers. Also, another big prop and suggestion that sometimes you can't depend on just friends and family to unpack some of the emotional stuff that we carry around on our shoulders, and you actually need professional help. And this will be another plug to get tuned in to that professional help, either through Talkspace or Doctor on Demand, and I can't stress that more than this time of year, as well as I will be completing my reading of A Christmas Carol and my final comments. And as always, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode just as much as I have enjoyed creating. Officially the day before Christmas, but if you look, and in this time I've had several thoughts that have rolled through my head and that I wanted to share with the listening audience. And since there have been over 100 downloads in the past 2 weeks, I think someone is listening to me. I don't know if it's the same person, I doubt it, but there are 100 unique downloads with people reaching out from or that have listened in Great Britain as well as the former Eastern Bloc. And my focus has just been on celebration of Christmas across the world and what those traditions are. I've paid even more attention or had further thoughts about the Nativity story. All the action did happen on Christmas Eve. The Holy Family made their big run to the manger, and it got turned away everywhere on Christmas Eve. Mary went into labor on Christmas Eve, and she didn't deliver him, the Christ child, until probably anywhere between 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's when the moon was up and they were able to see the star. So, and then the wise men didn't roll up until the next day. All the animals and the human beings and angels worshipped his birth. What it signified is from humble beginnings. Even in that, the worst Airbnb of the world, everyone recognized the King of Kings. And there was just so much hope. A restoration that was on this one little baby. I think the anticipation of this great day, it gets you more so in tune with the reason for this season. And there's just so much to come. There's just so much positivity. Even in this time where it seems that things can be a little bit hopeless, why focus on that? Why not focus on the joy that truly is this season? One of the things is preparing for the peace. And I realize also that there are so many people that are not used to being at peace. You don't know what peace really means. It doesn't mean that you're bored, but it does mean that you're not running here, there, and there. You're not stressing out, and you're kind of still, and you're in the moment. You focus on those things that make you feel good, but also can also do great things for others. how can you prepare for the peace or bring more peace and be more receptive to the peace? Avoiding those things and people that are joy stealers. For example, if you hate crowds and shopping and running from store to store, don't do it. Sometimes even Amazon can be frustrating because at this time of year, shipments get lost and people are following the Amazon truck and stealing their deliveries. So if all of that just gets on your nerves, you actually have to make an effort to give of yourself without that drama. You can have walks with families, exercise, coffee with cousins, a cookie exchange. My sister won hands down, but she baked some Mexican spice cookies and they were awesome. Better than my gingerbread and bacon top sugar cookies. I just must say that. You can produce a podcast where you can make an effort to find that music that expresses your words and that are uplifting in itself. Of course, avoiding the copyrighted music because everybody needs to make their scratch. And if you're going to podcast or blog, you should be about spreading a positive message. I think there are many podcasts and many blogs that are curators of shade. If that's what you want to do and that's how you make your ends meet, I think it would be soul crushing, but I choose to be a positive influence in this space. And again, I'm not going to talk about or read anything that doesn't interest me, and it just so happens that things that interest me are really nerdy and they're really uplifting. So I'm not going to spread the shade. That's not what it's all about. This next section, before I wrap up with my final thoughts on A Christmas Carol, just are a reflection of what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I have the means to consider different things and also to explore different hobbies, of one being a podcaster. I have choices and I'm finding my peace in just the little things of the earth. One of the things that I am planning for this next couple of days is I'm going to go to my house, my other house near here, and I have that option. I get to enjoy the Christmas season with my electric blanket and my cow neck velour pajamas, and I'm going to just do a puzzle. If I so am inspired to do with the words, I am going to endeavor to probably, I would like to write because I'm in the process of rewriting my book, not my family, but I'm thinking I'm just going to stay in the Christmas moment and I'm just going to read other people's words. I'm going to be in the spirit. I'm going to be at peace. I'm going to create puzzles. I'm going to not work. That is the major goal for the next couple of days. The most I'm probably going to do is write down a thought or two because I love my Mont Blanc pen, but you can't be in the moment if you're always thinking about work. People can do garbagey things to each other and know it's not okay. You have to forgive them in order to grow and to move on. But there's just so much joy just right here for the taking. And it starts with all of us. And it starts with me. I'm not going to give all of my joy away. I'm going to save some of the joy for myself. If that requires shutting off negative talk, images, and even extending to self-help shows and medical shows, that's what I'm going to do to take my joy back. There's a reason why the shows on TV the holiday shows are such needed during this time of year. It actually just helps us in being positive and focus on things greater than ourselves. And that's, if you find joy in watching those shows, please do it. And avoid those shows that are so crushing and bring down your spirit. It's not needed this time of year. And that's what I think we should focus on. And even in spite of all of me spreading all of this positivity, sometimes you just have to go deeper. And I always realize that Christmas can be the loneliest time of year, but you don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to suffer alone. There's actually help out there for the taking. You can dial 1-800-273-8255. Help is available 24 hours a day. There's an online chat feature, which I've actually embedded in the notes for the podcast. suicidepreventionlifeline.org/chat/. And there's also an addiction helpline at 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357, where it can actually help you unpack your addictions. There is Talkspace and Doctor on Demand that's also available, also on command, that will allow you, again, to get the help you need right where you are. And consider a life with joy. That is possible. Today was a great day to create. It's also a great day to end up with the story, A Christmas Carol. Dickens' story always had kind of a horror movie flavor to it. In some presentations, it's more scarier than others. But the bottom line with that particular story is the message of its time and of these times. No human life is of waste. Scrooge's life was not of waste. And a poor people or marginalized people or someone that actually has some issue, their life is not wasted. You honor people by recognizing their worth and giving them the encouragement in what you can do. Basically, embracing what Christmas really means and the joy of the season. And that's what I've been focusing on. Hopefully that you've gotten, the audience has actually gotten that message, is basically embedded in A Christmas Carol. Scrooge was miserly, withdrawn, because he got corrupted and being focused in just on the monetary gains of the society, and he forgot to enjoy it. It happens to the best of us, but he had to be reminded of that by a very long series of nightmares. Even though he did learn that finally, towards the end of the book, and he could generally wish everyone Merry Christmas, he taught us these things. Everything happens for a reason. You remember those that are least among you. And just remember, the joy and that feeling of Thanksgiving just shouldn't be reserved for this time of year, but should be a part of what we do and how we act the rest of the year. And basically, when you celebrate in Christmas, it's a combination or culmination of all of those acts. And blessings to all of those that are able to keep this one thing focused. Be joyful, be in the moment, and blessings to everyone on this journey of life. And that's where I'm going to end this episode. of Tennessee Fro is reading. I wish you blessings of the season and just joy. And I hope you enjoy the day and with family, friends, or however you choose to enjoy it. Don't forget to navigate to dalesangelsinc.com for all the special offers or updates on nerd news. Drop me a line at tennesseefroisreading@gmail.com or leave a 2-minute non-trolly voicemail at 423-463-0658. If it is truly non-trolly, I will read it or play it on the podcast itself. If you're tired of freeloading and you like what you're hearing, and you just want to leave me a Christmas present by becoming a patron, please navigate through to patreon.podbean.com/thetalkingfro or leave me a nice little generous tip at paypal.me/FeliciaDAI. And again, God bless you, everyone. Enjoy the season and remember why we live and why it's just so wonderful when you choose to live. Have a great day. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.